the potential in this room is astounding.
I love the potential. 100%.
It's a world of infinite possibilities.
Infinite.
100%.
How many whys do I put in hay at this time of night?
Is it before 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Two whys.
Okay. Three is thirsty. And one is curt.
You know what I was thinking about? Cookie dough became so popular.
It's because it's not finished. It could still be anything.
100%. Making cookies out of cookie dough is just a suggestion.
100%.
That's what they say you could do with
right.
it. And the same thing, like dating someone for more than a month is just a serving suggestion.
100%.
Kara, question mark? That means I don't remember where I met her. Okay. But it's a question mark with an exclamation point, which means I should want to follow up. Let's see what the options are first.
Yes, here. Exactly that. That's the world that we're living in. You can just see what the options are for anything. Like with travel, you're not going to just pick the first flight you see. You want to see all the flights. That's a good thing. You get the best flight that way. Why wouldn't you get the best person by looking at all the potential people?
And how could you even expect to find one person who could fulfill all of your needs? It's easier just to find the most supportive person here, the funniest person here.
Right.
The best sex here,
right.
The best advice here, the second best sex here.
100%.
I don't ever want to go past knowing what someone's parents do for a living. If I know what someone's parents do for a living,
right.
I've hung too long.
Right. We're like siblings. Like, why does anyone want to know about your siblings? Especially so early.
Yeah.
How many siblings? Has that ever changed whether you want to date somebody? It's like,
yeah.
I have two sisters and a brother. Well, hold on.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
You know what
I
say?
I only date only children or the oldest of three.
They say exercise your options. It's like a muscle. Options are like a muscle.
Yeah.
And some people are weak and atrophied, and they don't understand how to exercise their
yeah.
options. My options are burly and strong and turgid.
100%.
People say guys like us are afraid of commitment. No, we're afraid of commitment to something we can't get out of.
There's no such thing as fear of commitment. Fear of commitment is fear of regret.
100%. Or fear of intimacy. Please. I'm intimate with everybody.
Do you ever wonder if you did find something deeper with somebody, if that would somehow be more meaningful?
I do, sometimes. Like right now, I'm casually dating like 6 or 7 different women. But I do wonder deep down what it would be like to seriously date 2 or 3.
Even when I don't understand you, I understand you better than I understand anybody.
100%.
I love when we hang out. This is like, if someone were recording this, that's what my podcast should be.
There should be like the sound of a stand-up bass playing under me right now.
Okay, I got one. Burnett Random House Party.
Random House the publisher, or Random House like a random house party? Oh, Emily Vogue. I'm gonna go with Kara question mark because I feel like letting the universe surprise me tonight.
What a time to be alive.
100%.
100%. 100%.
How's everything?
So good.
This is our friend Ben.
And this is his first time at Whataburger.
Let's have a toast.
Thank you.
To Ben.
Ben.
To Ben.
Whataburger.
Ben.
Whataburger. Whoppa!
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
We love this.
You?
And it's always right there.
Okay. Excuse me, Mama. It's a Texas thing. You're not supposed to do it, but you're supposed to do it.
You're supposed to take your lucky number, but we figure every number's lucky to somebody, so we take all of them.
I won't tell Mike and Dan.
Like, they'd do anything.
They'd say it was an accident.
Pardon that?
Oh, it was a dress code.
Ugh. Broncos and buckle bunnies.
Ugh. You know, they're seriously throwing it with the things not is.
If you want to come tonight, you can borrow some from my closet.
You're okay to go?
It doesn't stir up too many feelings for you?
You gotta keep living life. Like Catherine the Great said, you gotta get right back under the horse.
Tyler,
I listened to that history podcast you recommended.
We have a question for you. Have you got family in Texas?
No.
You do now.
Isn't that right, everybody?
Yes, ma'am. Careful what you wish for, Ben.
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Ghosts.
Ghosts aren't real.
If they're not real, how come everyone knows what they are?
They're real as an idea, but they're not real real. That's what's scary about ghosts, that they aren't real. If ghosts were real, they wouldn't be scary at all, right? We would just smile and say, hi, ghost.
Hi, ghost.
Hi, ghost.
Wouldn't that be cool? If when someone wasn't there anymore, there was still a little piece of them that could surprise you sometimes?
Yeah.
But there's not. There's nothing. And that's what's scary about ghosts, that the little piece of someone that feels like it might still be there isn't there at all. Do you feel better?
No.
Me neither.
Thanks for listening.
I'm leaving tomorrow, Mason. I love you mucho.
435.
What?
435. It's what Abby used to say to me. She used to say, I love you mucho. But then she shortened it, so it was kind of like a secret code, because that's a number of letters in I love you mucho. 1435.